Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live!
And you can follow us on social media. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on the gram. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. And Rob, I got to say this. I thought USC had a chance to beat Gonzaga.
I did too, because we talked about it and the things that USC does, Chris, with the height. They got 3 7-footers, right? I thought, yep. And they played better interior and you know, defense, and Gonzaga is not the greatest 3-point shooting team, right? So it looked like it could maybe, but it's not to run off the floor.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe Gonzaga's as good as advertised. I mean, obviously they still got a ways to go.
Yeah, They're up by 20.
Oh, yeah, they're winning this one. I mean, 6.5 minutes left. I guess a comeback's possible. They're up 19, but.
USC. I mean, a nice run for USC.
They've been badly the whole game.
Nice run.
No, not very. You're right. They're a 60. They're not supposed to be here.
USC and UCLA, Chris. I was saying this. LA's become a sports town, big time. You know that?
Well, the Lakers, the Dodgers, and you got these two teams.
And don't forget the Rams went to the Super Bowl a couple years ago.
Right,
and you got two basketball teams in the Elite Eight. That's not bad over the last 2 or 3 years.
That's very good. That's very good. So, all right, we got Deshaun Tate to talk college basketball. He's an analyst, and he'll join us at the bottom of the hour. And then, Rob, it is what?
A Trash Talking to. Wowzy, wowzy, woo, woo. That's right. Your chance to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. We'll do that about 6:40 Pacific, right, Chris? And 9:40 Eastern. So you want to call in around the bottom of the hour.
Earlier,
to jump in if you want to trash someone.
Just come correct. No garbage trash.
No half-stepping.
Right? No garbage trash talk. How about that? All right, Rob, let's go to the NFL. The draft is, you know, everybody's talking draft. NFL never shuts off, Rob. There is always NFL stuff to talk about, and we approached this subject or broached this subject yesterday. San Francisco and the Jimmy Garoppolo situation. And they came out. Rob, I got to give them at least acknowledgement. They were brutally honest.
Now,
some people might say, look, we knew
they
were taking a quarterback. Right. We knew they were taking a quarterback. Okay. But they talked about Jimmy G not being happy about it. Pissed off was actually the phrase they used. But they were honest about their situation, and it seems to be this, Rob, that they're clearly, they said they're drafting a quarterback, and Jimmy G is on the clock, right? Unless he has a tremendous season and leads them maybe to the Super Bowl, if not to the Super Bowl victory, he's out of there, Rob. He's out of there. And so they're going to draft his successor. Now, if he does have a great season and they go deep, then I guess he could stay. But what they're concerned about are his injuries. And apparently, we talked about it yesterday, a New England Patriots tight end, Jermaine Wiggins, talked about even back in New England, they felt like he was fragile. And he's proven to be. He when he plays, he wins. They're 22-8 with him. And they're bad without
him. His record is impressive.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's one of those things.
Absolutely.
It's hard to poo-poo his winning. It just
so,
is. Am I right?
And you and I have said this before. All the people that act like he is just a scrub. I'm sorry. I don't get it. If you want to tell me he's not Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, fine. I agree.
Right.
But to act like he's chump change?
Right. No, he wins too much. It's not
right.
like they're
and
500
and they don't win without him, Rob. Right. It'd be one thing if they were still winning or close, right?
Yep.
They fall off the map without him. So, but here's the deal. They're looking to draft his successor. And, Rob, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Mac Jones from Alabama. He was just a week or two ago. He was like the, you know, people talking about New England taking him at 15.
Right.
Now there's legitimate talk, and apparently there's might be some legs to it because Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch, the GM, they actually went to Mac Jones's pro day today over Justin Fields from Ohio State. They sent the assistant GM to Justin Fields' pro day. So, you know, what do you – I know we don't scout these guys. We're not claiming to be experts on all these quarterbacks. But what do you make of this situation? I mean, look, some people say, could it be a smokescreen? Obviously, they went to his pro day, so I think they'd be interested to some degree. But, you know, guys throw out all types of smokescreens. Supposedly, the Jets are all in on Zach Wilson. Maybe. I guess. But, you know. It wouldn't be out of the ordinary for teams to just throw stuff out there, Rob.
Yeah, and the thing is, and I'm not a scout, Chris, and I don't watch the players of, you know, the college level as much as I watch the NFL, obviously. But I just think it's a crapshoot with these quarterbacks. I mean, we've seen all these guys do great things in college, Chris, not pan out. I just don't, you know, I get it. They always think there's a brand new shiny toy and he's going to be that guy or whatever. But we've seen some quarterbacks already who we thought were going to be something special and they were duds, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We're in our pre-show meeting. It's hard not to – you mentioned Sam Darnold. I mean, Sam Darnold's done zero in the NFL.
Right.
Zero.
And he was a third pick, Rob.
Right.
And guys were singing his praises. And look, we both acknowledge maybe he'll, you know, if he goes elsewhere or with Robert Saleh.
Or he has
Jets,
a different
I mean, it looks
right.
like he's going elsewhere. But, you know, maybe he'll still come around. But to this point, he's done nothing. And as you said, the same things you're hearing, not about Trevor Lawrence, but everybody else, All the other accolades, they're talking about how good Zach Wilson is and how good Mac Jones. We were hearing the same things and then some about Sam Darnold.
This is what I'm saying is, like, you hear all this stuff, and, you know, our guy TJ Houshmandzadeh swears by Sam Darnold. Swears.
Yep.
But it hasn't materialized, Chris. So I don't know when these guys, I mean, you know, they're always throwing out, oh, he's going to be this or he's going to be the next that. I mean, I remember when Vince Young came out of college. Chris, you thought he was going to be not going to have a big NFL career?
The thought was he might revolutionize the game.
He was a big-time winner.
He was awesome in college.
Right? He had all the intangibles you talked about, right? No? Yes? A leader of men?
I'll give you that because you're right. I'm a big intangibles guy,
yes.
And I'll give you, no one would have looked at Vince Young and thought he didn't have the intangibles.
Right.
Because that's what he had in college. I mean, in addition to his
big-time,
skills.
And it didn't pan out in the NFL, you know. So I've seen way too many guys come and go, and they just move off of quarterbacks quicker than I've ever, you know, seen.
Which can be a mistake. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like you're moving off on some of these guys already. Like guys who went to the Super Bowl are being discarded. I'm serious.
Right. Right.
That's shocking.
Jared Goff.
Jared Goff,
he's
discarded.
Traded. Yeah. For the most part, discarded.
Yeah, Yeah,
number one pick.
This guy made a couple Pro Bowls too, Chris.
Right.
It wasn't like he was just like he made two Pro Bowls.
Jamarcus Russell, number one pick. Akili Smith, number three pick. Ryan Leaf, number two pick. Josh Rosen, number 10 pick. Sam Darnold, number three, Rob. Oh, Tom Brady, sixth round. Joe Montana, third round. I get it. That's a long time ago, but still. Brett Favre, second round. It. You said it. And I get it. I see Trevor Lawrence, and I'm like everybody else. I think, okay, he's a sure thing. But it's still a crapshoot, Rob.
It is.
It really is.
It just is. And I don't care. These people, Chris, they do it for a living, right? Like scouting, watching every throw that a guy made. They'll have somebody there for every throw. They watch film. They go over everything to see if this guy, can he read defenses? You know, what is, does he have an instinct on making a play or recognizing the field? All these things.
And
they
grade him out. Family background, all that. Yeah. Here's what I'll say, because a lot of people are wondering, Mac Jones, really? Now, we know he was terrific at Alabama, but what people are saying is, it's Alabama. Every quarterback is terrific at Alabama, you know. But his receivers have said, he's better than Tua. Tua, and this is obviously outlandish, but still, Tua's compared him to Tom Brady. Said he's Tom Brady with athleticism. Here's what I'll say.
Wow.
Here's what I'll say, though. I mean, we know he's a smart kid. He graduated, like, early, and I think is he taking some advanced classes or something like that? But he's a very smart kid. I do think, Rob, you know this. The intangibles are big. I can throw out Dak Prescott. Now, he's not in the class of, obviously, Montana, Favre, Brady, guys like that. But a really good quarterback, and he's a fourth-round pick. But I do think Mac Jones, when you hear people compare him to Tom Brady, what they're talking about are the intangibles. Smart, not just book smart, but also football IQ. A leader. Obviously, his receivers swear by him. They're saying he's better than Tua, who they also play with. You know, that's huge in my book as far as the quarterback position. Nobody in their right mind would say Tom Brady has the best physical skills.
Right. Even people who love Tom Brady, everybody knows
that. No way.
Right.
It's the intangibles. And your guy, Joe Montana. I mean, now these guys have skills, of course, but they don't have the greatest arms. You know, they're not the greatest athletes, but they had those leadership skills, that football IQ. They could galvanize, make their teammates believe in them, and there's something about it. Dak's done that. Russell Wilson has done that, you know, before. I mean, obviously, early on, the defense – kind of wasn't feeling him, but, you know, they won, you know. But so I think that Mac Jones may have that. And I'm not going to kill if San Francisco does go with him over a Trey Lance and a Justin Fields and guys that people, you know, athletically and arm talent and stuff they think may be better. I'm not going to kill San Francisco because I think this guy might have some of those intangibles that could enable him to be a successful guy in the NFL. We have to see. As you said, it's a crapshoot.
It really is.
But
and I think, you know, we could sit here, Chris, and regurgitate what other people say about them, you know what I mean, and the scouts right. or whatever, but we really don't know. We don't know, and I don't even know how many
and they don't
executives.
Really know.
They don't even really know. That was my next point. They really right. don't.
All right, we are the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and something happened in the world of college basketball that has both of us scratching our heads. That's next. We'll get into it. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app. Or wherever you get your podcast.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And Rob, this is a what?
A trash talking Tuesday.
Wowzy, wowzy, woo, woo. That's right. You'll be able to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports in about 19 minutes. But you better call in before that. Make sure you get your spot. And speaking of spots, Gonzaga now a spot in the Final Four. Tonight we got Michigan and UCLA coming up. And Rob, that's your team, Michigan. That was your pick. We'll see if they do it for you. They should. See. I mean, they're the number one seed against number 11. Were they one or two?
Yeah, no, they were one. They're one.
And UCLA is 11, so they should win it. We'll see. We'll see. But speaking of the NCAA tournament, let's go to the women's side. And did you see the Baylor-UConn game last night, or at least the end of it?
No, I did not.
Baylor got screwed. Now, look, who knows if they would have won. Were they down two, down one? And one of their players went up for a shot on the left baseline and got fouled. Got clobbered. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't like a flagrant foul, but she got fouled by two girls, no call, and they ended up losing the game. No chance to, you know, to tie it or anything like that. But afterwards, their coach Kim Mulkey is spunky. She'll say things. She'll say some controversial things.
Yeah, obviously.
And here's what she said, not in reference to the refereeing, but in reference to the Final Four.
I want to say this to all of you. I don't think my words will matter, but after the games today and tomorrow, there's four teams left, I think, on the men's side and the women's side. They need to dump the COVID testing. Wouldn't it be a shame to keep COVID testing and then you got kids that end up having test positive or something and they don't get to play in the Final Four? So you need to just forget the COVID test and let the four teams that are playing in each Final Four, go battle it out.
Kim Mulkey, stop it!
I'm glad she ain't a doctor. I mean, what is she talking about? Really? Chris, where's that coming from? They've done a good job. I think they've only had one positive test. So right. Why stop now?
Look, we all get her sentiment and give her credit. They didn't make the Final Four. So it's not like she's being self-serving. I'll give her that. But and we understand it would be horrible if one of these teams couldn't play. We saw it happen in the conference tournaments with the men, Rob.
Right.
And I'm not sure if it happened with the women or not, but it happened with some men. It would be terrible if that happened. Or if, you know, a top player wasn't able to play. I don't know how the team wouldn't be, you know, in close contact with him, but let's just say it was one or two players that couldn't play. That would be horrible as well. But we've done this all season, Rob, and I get it. Most of the college athletes that have it, professional athletes that have it, they're fine. At the end of the day, you know, they end up being okay. But you never know. This thing hits people differently, and there have been younger people that have really passed away or struggled with this. So you just can't. I get the sentiment. I want to be nice to
you. I understand what she's saying,
you know,
but you just can't scrap it now. Sorry. No. And if a team, unfortunately, Chris, it would just have to be that. That's what happened. It wasn't meant to be, you know. And so far, knock on wood, everything's been okay. But for her to throw that out there, why?
Yeah, I don't understand it. I don't understand it. Again, we get the reasoning. But you can't do that. I was saying this when it came to the NFL playoffs. Because if you were going to do it for the women's Final Four, Rob, you'd have done it for the NFL playoffs.
Right.
Or the Super Bowl.
What if Tom Brady had it? You know what I mean? He wouldn't have been able to play.
Absolutely. So there are a lot of other situations that they've had the same thing and they've gotten tested. So you can't start that for women's basketball. All right. And so you just hope it doesn't happen. Like you said, the tournament's been safe so far.
It's been big good. I don't think there's been that many, right, disruptions. I think there have been a couple, Chris, right?
Yeah.
But nothing major. But
No. And you can't – the reason there hasn't been any disruptions, Rob, or not many, is because of the testing. Because they have been on top of things.
Right. And you don't, so we don't all turn back now, right.
Yeah. We all understand the situation. It's been this way for over a year now. All right, we get it. But you can't change the rules now. Every team's playing by the same rules.
And imagine she says that, right? And I'm just, God, we don't want any of this to happen. But they relax the rules, and then some kids get it, and they take that home to their grandparents or whatever, Chris. You know what I mean? Or something
even
bad happens to somebody, right?
You know,
I mean, how would that be?
They're older, right?
Because they let their guard down now because it's the Final Four. Come on, we can't have that.
Yep. And there's also talk of surges. I mean, we don't want to get into all the stuff, but there's talk of being careful, because people are really starting to loosen up, and hopefully this.
When I was in Detroit, people had their mask on, Chris. It wasn't. There was social distancing in the restaurants. Every table wasn't full. I mean, we had a hard time in the place. We were watching the UFC and watching the, college basketball.
Right.
They wouldn't let us have more than six people at the table or whatever. Okay. And they were sticklers.
Well, because Michigan wasn't Michigan experiencing like a surge?
Yeah.
The state, yeah.
So, yeah.
They were
good and diligent about it, which was I was fine with.
Yeah, we get your reasoning, Kim Mulkey. I think she means, well, again, it's not self-serving because they're out. But you just can't change the rules like that at this moment in time. All right, we got Deshaun Watson coming up. Wouldn't that be nice if we had Deshaun Watson coming up? We got some questions for him.
Yes,
but Deshaun Tate, college basketball analyst, will join us in a moment.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We got Trash Talking Tuesday coming up next. In 10 minutes, I should say.
That's right. So you want to make sure you jump in, 877-99 on Fox, to call in, and we'll be ready.
877-996-6369. You should start calling in now and get your takes ready, because you got about 30 to 40 seconds to come strong. Trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. And it's your time to shine, right? All right, speaking of shining, our man Deshaun Tate does a great job covering college basketball. He's an analyst, and he joins us now. What up, bro?
Bruce, Rob P., I guess I should be saying Merry Christmas. This is my favorite time of the year.
Oh, yeah. March I've Madness. Seen you cheesing all over Instagram.
Salivating at the idea of March Madness.
So who was your pick? Who was your Final Four, and then who was your championship pick?
My Final Four was Gonzaga, Houston, Florida State, and Purdue. Winning Purdue. The whole thing was Gonzaga. But I'm going to tell you something. Listen. If Gonzaga does not cut down the nets this year, be the one standing on that ladder on the 5th of April with the scissors in hand, they don't have to worry about me picking them again, guys. You don't even have to worry about it. It could be a bracket filled of March Madness with 67 other PAL League, Church League, Recreational. I will never pick them again. If I do, I'll put money in your pocket. I promise.
Well, they were that much far ahead of the rest of the field in your mind, or are that far ahead. They look great tonight. I thought USC would give them a game.
Yeah, I did too. I thought there would be something, but there was nothing there.
So maybe you and everybody's right. I mean, a lot of people have picked them. Rob, it's been since 1976.
No, I get it, but we've seen great teams lose in the championship game, Chris, undefeated.
Or even the Final
Four.
Remember, Kentucky lost in the Final Four.
Yep, Kentucky lost.
Wisconsin.
Who else we saw? UNLV lose.
Were they
right?
undefeated? when they lost to Duke?
Yeah, they won the championship.
Okay.
So we've
team, that was a sure bet, right?
No, that team was loaded. Are you kidding? Oh, that team was loaded.
Yep, yep. So you're right. Anything can happen. But right now, Gonzaga definitely looks like the class of the tournament. But we will see. All right, Deshaun, let's ask about a few individual players. What individual players have impressed you the most? Give me, say, three individuals that you think have stood out the most and even maybe helped themselves or at least justified their ranking in terms of what the next level is thinking about them, the NBA.
Well, it doesn't have to be anybody that's still existing in the tournament.
No, just period. I mean, they had to play a couple games, I guess, because if they lost their first game, they might not have been that impressive. But
sure. I'm gonna go with Johnny Juzang of UCLA, a transfer from Kentucky, a West Coast LA boy. Where y'all at? They're very familiar with him. A little bit more athleticism than he gets the opportunity to showcase, but certainly a really good jump shooter. I'm not sure if there's anybody existing that can maybe show up and be something similar to. Who is the guy from Bradley, Patrick O'Brien, or anything like that, come from out of nowhere and be a lottery pick, per se. But he's definitely one of the guys. Listen, everybody, Evan Mobley is obviously going to be one of those players. He's been extremely impressive, and I think he still could have played a little bit better. But that's more so of a name that you've probably heard of before. Right. Quentin Grimes, I think, is helping himself out a lot over at Houston, being a point guard, a transfer from Kansas. They're a small team, but he's kind of like the engine that, you know, to that car that makes it go. I'll give you one more. I think I'll go with Franz Wagner. Franz Wagner from Michigan. Listen, you're not going to hear about a whole lot of guys within that conference that's going to be highly picked in terms of the NBA draft when it rolls around in July. But I think that he's helping out a lot, especially filling in for some of that void that's left behind, not having Isaiah Livers, playing much better on the defensive end, not just systematic only. Reminds you a lot of his brother that was there a few years ago. He's moving up my charts a little bit. Maybe not a ton, but moving up slow.
How about this, Deshaun? The biggest disappointment of the tournament, like a school that really, like, crapped out.
Yeah. And most people are like, oh, Ohio State. I think it's Texas. If you would have told me that in this NCAA tournament there would not be a Baylor, there would not be a Michigan, there would not be a Gonzaga, they all lost early, so forth, whatever, I would have told you the team that I think that has it because that three-guard offense, everybody's experienced. You have a one-and-done player in Greg Brown. You have the athleticism. You have a coach that's been there before. You got the wings. You got the bigs. You got everything all across the board. And then you lose in the first round, not only just to any team, but to Abilene Christian, a team that is by far the little brother, the baby brother in the state of Texas. And they shot 29% from the field and 16% from three.
Which
I'm not
is
talking
awful.
About Texas.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not talking. No. I'm not talking about the team being Texas that lost. I'm talking about the team in Abilene Christian that beat them to
advance. Oh, wow. That was what they shot?
29% from the field
and 16, won the game?
Not 60. And won the game.
Deshaun, I got to be honest, and I'm not trying to come off like a negative Nelly, but the Sweet 16 games. It was some bad basketball. I'm sorry. It was some bad basketball being played. And I don't know if you agree or not, but are you concerned? Look, this tournament shows that no matter what level of player they have in the NCAA tournament, it's going to be exciting and people are going to watch it because they want to bet. And just the nature of a one-and-done tournament is exciting. Okay. But are you concerned with the players that are starting to go to the G League? Maybe we'll see more of that. That the quality of play at Division One in college basketball is just going to continue to drop a little lower and lower. Because I've seen, look, I'm excited, I'm enjoying the tournament, but I have seen some bad basketball too.
Yeah, and you know what? I definitely agree with that, but I don't think it's just college basketball. I don't think that the quality on the NBA level is remotely close to what it used to be. I don't think I feel the same way about the high school level in some cases. one of the reasons for that is I feel like there's not nearly as much accountability. You know, at this point, you can pretty much transfer at any point whenever you want. It's not even about the competition. You hear, there's another guy that plays the same position as you. You didn't expect him to be nearly as good, and all of a sudden, he shows up on campus and looks amazing, and now you thought that you were going to have the show. But in terms of just the quality of it, yeah, it's definitely been some sloppy basketball, some poor officiating as well. So I don't think everything is on the players necessarily. But the ways to change that, I'm not really sure what the answer is, because I think part of it is the toughness in today's game and embracing that competitive nature. And I don't think we have that nearly as much. You got guys that are really buddy-buddy friends growing up together, playing a lot of basketball together, and so much basketball. This basketball being played now, basketball is a year-round sport. So when you have some of these games, they almost don't mean nearly as much probably to some of these guys because you have so many opportunities at games that are coming after that.
What about the job that Juwan Howard, do they have I picked them to win the championship. Mm-hmm. And I know Livers, once he was out, people kind of fell off of Michigan thinking, you know, they don't have enough. Can they get it done? And are you surprised where Michigan is? You know, Juwan Howard's only been there. What is this, his second year?
Second, I believe, yeah.
Second year.
Second year. Yeah, only a second year. Are you surprised where they are?
I'm a little bit surprised from the consistency standpoint. You know, the bigger question probably at one point was what kind of coach would Juwan Howard be? Not so much the recruiter. By the way, they've got the number one recruiting class coming in the country next year. But that us not knowing what type of coach he would be from an X's and O's clipboard standpoint, and he's been phenomenal in that way. Easily the National Coach of the Year. It hasn't even really been so much impressive about what he's done. It's about how he's done it. Think about it. When some of these different teams have gone on COVID breaks and so forth, a lot of those teams have come back and haven't looked the same. Baylor is another one that just really hasn't. Michigan came back from a COVID break and was still look like they just haven't skipped a beat. By the way, talking about having skipped a beat, they almost look equally as impressive without Isaiah Livers being their best player and their most experienced player as they did when they had him. So, you know, and that's another piece that I think is even more impressive and kind of a testament to Juwan Howard, obviously bringing over some really good head coaches or bringing in some good assistant coaches and building up that staff. But you start looking at the inexperience that they have on this team. And I'm not talking about by class. I'm talking more so along the lines of during this time of the year where your most experienced player and probably your best player in Livers is not playing, but you have a transfer in Sean D. Brown from Wake Forest, as good as he is. He's from Wake Forest. They haven't played in a win or go home. The same thing with the point guard in Mike Smith, who is a transfer from Columbia in the Ivy League. He's never played in this type of situation. The big man in the middle, Hunter Dickinson, he's a freshman. He clearly has not. How about Juwan Howard, who's the coach, has never coached because of COVID? This is technically his first year being able to coach. That is the most impressive thing that I don't think nearly enough people are talking about.
Deshaun Tate, great stuff, man. Thanks, we appreciate buddy. The knowledge, brother. Keep up the hard work.
No, I appreciate you guys for having me, man. At Take Hoops on the Twitter. Thanks.
All right. Yes, sir. Peace. All right, disgruntled sports fans, this one's for you. Trash Talking Tuesday is next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up a Trash Talking Tuesday, and we're going to actually let you take us home. It is your turn to vent, trash anything, anyone in the world of sports. Let us get to it, Trash Talking Tuesday.
Don't you ever talk about me.
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, let's kick it. Let's get it started, Chris, with Chris in New York. Are you on the second line there?
Wow.
Chris, who are you trashing?
I'm going with Sean Payton and what he's been doing with the quarterbacks.
Payton. Okay.
Go ahead. I think he talked with Taysom Hill and told him that he is going to put Jameis Winston as starter. But it's not going to tell Jameis Winston, but tell them as a competition, and just so Jameis Winston will play his best and work his way up to being a starter quarterback.
Wow. Chris.
Right, so he's playing games. Chris not
a lot
trying
going
to have
on
the
in
games.
That little brain of his. Okay.
I get that. All right. Okay. What about Nick in South Carolina? Is this your Nick, Chris, calling back? You're on the Odd Couple
Nick's
Fox Sports
got
Radio.
Great takes.
Who you trashing?
Hey, guys, I was actually going to trash Nick Wright, but after me and Rob got into a little spat, and I never got to finish my argument, so I got to trash this whole constant obsession for blaming LeBron for super teams. So, ooh, you know, as I said earlier, LeBron had no mentors to show him the way. You know, the GOAT, Michael Jordan, who's my GOAT, had Dean Smith at UNC. Magic had Kareem and Jerry Bros. Larry Bird had Red Auerbach. Kobe had Phil Jackson and Jerry West. And you want an older Shaq to be a mentor? Really? So, you know, I think LeBron made the right decision for a guy who spent 7 years with a franchise who couldn't get him a decent coach. You know, this whole hypothetical argument that LeBron might have won in Cleveland if he stayed might be true, but we might not have gotten the last 10 years of dominance if LeBron didn't learn how not to carry Miami from Wade and Pat Riley. And, you know, for Chris to say that KD would have never gone to Golden State without LeBron, it just shows he's a follower and he'll always be number two to LeBron.
All right, that's Nick.
All right.
You cut him off again, Ron?
No, I didn't cut him off. I don't control the phone lines. I want you to know that. I didn't do that. I just didn't. Joseph in Indiana, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
I'm trashing Kelvin Sampson of the Houston Cougars.
Wow.
Bro, I'm an IU fan. This man ruined my team over a decade ago, which he destroyed it and made it a laughingstock, which IU has failed to recover. And I hope he flops hard in Houston. That man deserves not to be a head coach.
Wow. Look at Joseph. It's been a while since we heard from Joseph. He came with fire.
But people are still bitter, I guess, about him, huh?
Look, they were bad before he got there. I mean, that program hadn't been the same since Bobby Knight left, really. Let's keep it real.
It is amazing. 877-99 on Fox. Too. Anybody else to squeeze in or Chris?
Good job he's done in Houston, Rob.
Max in Georgia. We got Max. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Max, who you trashing?
I got a problem with Draymond Green and all these guys taking that clutch self-proclamation approach. It's disgusting to me. Draymond, fall back. You aren't the best defensive player in the game right now. So all time, forget about it. You know why? Because you're a part of the finals collapse team. Y'all lost 3 straight to the Kyrie-led Cavs. Does that sound like something the GOAT of defense would let happen? The best defense you played that series was on your backside, kicking up at LeBron's marbles. And last year, what happened? I heard you're the first player in Magic City history to go there and have the adult performer give you back 3 bills taped together saying, Draymond, here, this sums up your season last year. A triple single.
Wow.
Look at Max.
Look at Max.
Max came correct.
Max trying to get a show, right?
He's something.
How about Mike in L.A. real quick? One last guy. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Mike?
I'm trashing that big, fat, biscuit-eating Brian Windhorst. Dude, lay off LeBron, you big fat slob. You disgust me, Brian Windhorst. Kick rocks. Go eat a popsicle or something, a piece of cake, fat boy.
Dang.
Now, that was mean-spirited. We're not trying to do that.
He got personal. I like Wendy. Wendy's a good guy.
Do you know Wendy well? They made a song about him. Everyone knows it's Wendy. Is that about him or not? No, maybe not.
No, I never even heard that song. But you know a lot of songs and sitcoms.
You never heard of that song, Chris? Wendy?
Uh-uh. By who?
By the association. Everyone knows it's Wendy. And Wendy has stormy eyes. And Wendy has Nobody knows that song? Hello?
Rob G, Alex. Rob G, Alex. Alex, Alex, do you ever come across
Alex,
everyone
you know music.
Wendy?
You don't know the association. Isn't it Wendy?
I think no, I never heard that of the at association. Some kids singing it in a Wendy's playground at the fast food place.
I never heard of the association either.
Never heard of the association. It's a group from the 60s, Chris. Where have you been?
Oh, God. Not in the 60s.
Yeah, but you don't have to be from the 60s to know what was going on. My goodness.
Remember, I'm a lot younger than you, man.
You're not that much younger. A lot. What?
Were you in high school when that came out?
Yeah, whatever.
The association.
And we're not talking about the NBA either, the association.
It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, signing off on another Trash Talking Tuesday. Go to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, download, subscribe, 5 stars, and a comment. We'd appreciate it. Stay tuned. Keep it locked for Jason Smith and Mike Harmon. Peace!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through... It's true magic, because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.